Call the meeting of the State Fish and Wildlife Conference call to order. It is 8:30 on February the 16th, 2018. Good morning, all. We'll do a roll call, if I may. Commissioner Holzmiller.
Here.
Commissioner Kehoe.
Here. Thank you.
Commissioner Thorburn.
Here. Thanks.
Commissioner Graybill.
Here.
Commissioner Baker.
Here.
Commissioner Smith is absent. He called me yesterday and he won't be on the call. Commissioner Kehoe.
Okay. I'm still absent. Here. Thank you.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm still here. Thank you.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. I read my own writing wrong. Keeney. Let me retract. Commissioner Keeney.
He's not on the line.
He's absent. Commissioner McIsaac.
Here.
And this is Commissioner Carpenter, and we have a quorum. Okay. The first item on our agenda is Robinson Canyon Restoration, and this is a decision. Who is in the office from staff currently?
Mr. Chair, this is Joe Storr in the fifth floor of the NRB. I've got Eric Gardner, Kelly Cunningham, Richard DeVetten, Paul Demmer, Chad Herring, Annette Hoffman, Bill Freimeyer, and I believe Ron Warren is listening via a phone in a car somewhere.
Okay. All right. Take away the Robinson Canyon restoration issue. This is a decision.
Okay. First, on the Robinson Canyon area of the L.T. Murray Wildlife Area are unstocked or overstocked healthy because of prolonged fire exclusion and timber management practices before we were able to get the timber rights. So a lot of these stands are experience ongoing damage from beetles and from mistletoe, and these stands are also have very low structural diversity and reduced habitat value for a lot of different wildlife. This area is on the wildlife-urban interface. It's about 8 miles from downtown Ellensburg and right on the edge of where the homes are. And there's just a lot of small trees that have a lot of ladder fuel, so if a fire gets in, it'll just roar up big trees and kill them. Because of this site's high value for wildlife, RCO is paying for the restoration work with a state lands restoration grant. The project will commercially thin about 700 acres of forest and remove about between 1 and 1.5 million board feet. That translates to about somewhere between 150 and 250 logging trucks worth of wood. And this is really low elevation, very poor quality forest. It doesn't produce very many big trees. We'll be taking out about a third of a logging truck of trees per acre. And these will be the smaller trees. We'll leave between 25 and 30 of the larger trees, and we'll leave anything that's over 24 inches in diameter. We're going to favor the species that are more resilient and adapted to drought and insects and fire, so we'll be mostly leaving ponderosa pine out the fir, and we'll be doing we'll be piling and burning the slash. There's a PowerPoint presentation attached that kind of shows you the location of the unit and kind of some before after pictures of a project we did on the L.T. Murray that's very similar that we completed last September.
Commissioner Carpenter, this is
Commissioner Thorburn.
Question. It wasn't clear. Is there going to be any sale associated with this project?
Yeah, there'll be a timber sale.
I move to approve the Robinson Canyon Forest Thinning Project on the L.T. Murray Wildlife Area.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it, Larry.
Commissioner Holzmiller. Okay, Commissioner Holzmiller seconded the motion. Any other discussion?
Seems like a project for fire prevention, especially in location.
Hearing no further discussions, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same. Motion carries. Thank you. That was an easy one.